Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Goodness gracious, parsnippers, and welcome to the occasion. I hope today finds you relaxed and calm as you scroll through your TV menus looking for the latest episodes of Storage Hunters. Imagine if you can that you are perusing the latest flat screen smart TVs in your local Currys PC world. Your heart is saying go 80 inch, but your head is saying stick with a 42. You arrive in front of a Samsung 65-inch. It seems like a reasonable compromise and has a 5-star rating from What Fucking Massive TV. You pick up the remote and try to assess the usability of the interface. Suddenly you feel a damp hand on your shoulder and the whiff of yeasty tinned mackerel breath around your neck. Oh, said you could fanny about with the remote, you little fat clown. If you've got any questions, get on the phone and Google. It is, of course, my co-host, Mr. Andrew Dawes. Oh, Mr. Norton, face like a chicken portion, bought his kids at an auction. Oh, Mr. Dawson, yeah. So there it is, Andrew.
Bought his kids at an auction.
Bought his kids at an auction. I see you've got a tin of cold Starbucks coffee or something. Is it fluffy coffee?
I think it might be fluffy. Fluffy coffee, yes.
I adore fluffy coffee.
It's a double shot espresso, and it's designed just to give me a little bit of a lift as I endure this ordeal once again with your good self.
You usually just rely on cider, don't you? What's changed there?
Well, it's before the midday hour, isn't it?
Will you be watching round about 9 hours of football this weekend, Andy?
I've had enough of football. Do you know what
Have
I mean?
You?
I've just lost interest in it. I can't be arsed. And Sunderland's in League One. That's depressing.
Can you pay for your Sunderland matches?
Yeah.
Can you watch them on...
Yeah, it's £10 a go. Do you pay for Borough?
Yeah, £10. Well, will you be doing it this afternoon?
Yeah, I will. We've got Gillingham away.
Gillingham away?
Yeah.
Not a bad little ground, Gillingham. I like it. Look, have you ever eaten a crab apple, Andy, or do you just, you know, like throw them, you know, at like a passing lorry or a potting shed or something?
I've done both in my time.
You've eaten a crab apple?
Of course you have. It's like when you're a kid, you eat anything, don't you, just to see what it's like. I've eaten crab apples, I've eaten soil, I've probably eaten half a worm. But that was then. I've moved on since then, I've matured.
Have you ever eaten a snake or a crow?
No, I've never eaten a snake or a crow. No. I've never eaten like roadkill. I've eaten fresh stuff like worms.
Have you eaten the worms?
Well, he wasn't eating a worm when they're a kid.
Fucking
you must have eaten a worm. Middlesbrough.
That's Sunderland for you. do you ever... I'm just talking about things. I was on a beach the other day and I threw a pebble, yeah?
Right.
And I thought to myself, is it possible to arrive on a pebbly beach and not throw a pebble? Is that actually possible?
I don't think it is, unless you've got no arms.
Oh, well, no, thank you. Let's not go there,
please.
And
if you have, you'd probably just hoof one instead, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Or ask someone to put it in your mouth so you can gob it out.
Do you have a favourite beach?
A favourite beach? I like Seaburn Beach near where I live. It's lovely.
Decent beach.
It's a lovely bit of beach,
I was up at Roker Beach, you know, up near Sunderland last week.
Oh, yeah.
And, it was interesting listening to the Mackems on the beach, like.
Oh, yeah.
I remember what they said. I'll tell you what they said.
Thank you.
Oh, Callum! Callum! Put that down. We don't collect dog dirt when it's gritty. That's only good for grouting, and your father isn't home for 6 months. But, ma'am, I didn't know any other thing to pass the time. This beach is useless. Well, why didn't you take the Alsatian out of the pram and then have a play in its piss pools?
I can't get any more piss on my feet, ma'am, because it stings my verrucas. Look, shut up, Callum. I'm trying to refill my vape. You think more of that vape than me, ma'am. Ah, you got that to eat. Now fuck off into the sea and get your tracky cleaned off. Where is Dad, ma'am? He's working abroad for the special forces. Now get out of my sight. Oh, and throw the bairn's nappy in the waves whilst you're out there frolicking. Aye, I will do, ma'am.
So that was that happened on Roker Beach.
That sounds authentic, yeah. I believe you.
I tell you what, Andrew, I've had a communication from Peter Beardsley.
Wow.
Are you interested?
Of course I'm interested. I'm always interested.
Let's see what he's been up to.
All right.
All right, Bob. Just thought I'd give you a little catch-up, you know. A little catch-up. So I'm sat outside the house at the moment in my car, like, you know. I just opened up a little packet of 3-ply tissues and I've separated the ply on 5 of the tissues to give me 15 very, very thin tissues. It reminds me very much of cell separation in the human body, especially in that period after the egg has been fertilised. So it's raining a bit, you know, more like spit, you know, but quite a bit of condensation build up occurring, mainly because I've been humming the theme tune to Emmerdale Farm for the last couple of hours, you know. Oh, and I also had a lovely warm chicken wrap. I love a chicken wrap, me, especially inside a vehicle, you know, because the vapours from the lovely, lovely, lumpy chicken get trapped all around you and leave a nice chickeny, wickeny flavour on your puffer jacket, you know. I'll tell you what, Bob, shall we put TalkSport on for a minute? Have a quick listen to Jim White show, you know, why not?
Well, it has to be said, and I'm definitely the one to say it, that I've just found out through my connections the most incredible, game-changing, mind-blowing information that is going to change everything we've ever held dear and literally turn our culture upside down on its head. Listen up and listen hard. The groundsman at the Emirates has added an extra 5% calcium carbonate to his line painting machine for this week's up-and-coming Europa League tie. What is happening to the game that we all love? Simon Jordan, can you even get your head around this?
No, it's tantamount, and it's tantamount, and by its essence, more or less approaching a complete paradigm shift in the invisible prism through which we view and appreciate what is the endeavour or pursuit of the game we stupidly and erroneously consider to have some remaining soupçon of integrity.
Aye, that it is, Simon, that it is. I can't emphasise what an extraordinary and some might say unprecedented development this. I mean, calcium carbonate. I ask you, what next for our beautiful game? I can actually feel the valve at the base of my bladder pulsating and allowing small amounts of urea to drip through into my urethra. Quite incredible. Back after these messages.
Ding dong merrily on high, the internet is singing.
Christmas is miles away, but you don't need to travel miles if you want a new car.
Ding dong merrily on high, we part, exchange and deliver.
Carol singers are a pain in the butt, but when we deliver your used car in our van, it will be like Santa has arrived early.
Ding dong merrily on high, all cars are checked for defects.
If the car turns out to be a lump of Todd, you can hire a van and send it back to our head office in the Faroe Isles.
Ding dong merrily on high, peace of mind with a 12-day warranty.
Our cars are guaranteed to be a similar spec and colour to the car you ordered. Have a used car party when you buy from O'Flaherty.
Ding dong merrily on high, have a flaherty used car party.
I mean, Simon, what does this mean for the humble supporter like you and me?
It's a disaster, Jim, and
insofar and to the extent that it affects or has influence upon the internal measurements or distances. I'll turn that off, Bob. It's a little bit busy, shouty for me, like, you know. I must admit that used car company sounds decent. Oh, shit. Here comes the wife. Better wind the window down. All right, love. Is everything okay?
No, it's fucking not, you dreary fucking clown. What you doing sat out here in the car like a fucking spying midnight creeper?
Alright, I was just having a little stare about, you know, and separating some tissues.
You having a tummy tank, you little pervert?
I
don't know, you can better touch that little maggot pup. I hate how it rests on top of your one good bollock like a spuggy's tongue. Anyway, so where am I fucking mid-morning poaches, you lazy fucking dial?
I was actually just formulating a new method of poaching, you know. Give them more of a mid-morning feel. Oh, hello, Mrs. Jackie McManus. How is it going?
Hello, Peter. Hello, Carol. What you doing sat in the car, Peter?
I was just separating some tissues to see.
Peter was just working on a new method of poaching eggs, Jackie. He finds he thinks best in the car, and I assure you he was not having a fucking wank.
Did you hear about the break-in at Mr. Kevin Peacock's house? Terrible business. They even stole his Alsatia Doodle puppy.
What's an Alsatia Doodle?
You know, a cross between an Alsatian and a poodle. Some people call them a poo-satian.
Ah, right. Burglary. How terrible.
Is this her? No, it is.
All right, burglary. How terrible. It makes you scared to even sleep at night. Some people really are fucking scumbags. Now, if you don't mind, Mrs. Jackie McManus, I really must get out of this rain. And Peter, this new method of poaching had better ensure they cook up very, very fucking runny.
Yeah, I will do, love. See you in a minute. See you, Mrs. Jackie McManus. All right, well, Bob, I'd better get back inside. But before I do, I'll tell you a couple of jokes from me old joke book, like, you know. So I was out with my daughter, and I bumped into an old mate of mine. This is Cass, I said, introducing my daughter. What's Cass short for? He asked. Because she's only three. My son wanted some advice, like, you know, when he was going out to meet a girl. I said, listen, if you're scared of a date, just remember, there are only big raisins. So, oh, that's kind of it, really, aren't you? Yeah, so I'll get up. One Peter Beardy. Only one Peter Beardy. See you, Bob.
All right, there you go.
Nice couple of jokes as well there. Aye. Nice to hear from Simon Jordan there, very much the Russell Brand of football analysis.
So we've had some questions from the Parsnip.
We have.
Tim Halliday, mm-hmm. Nice question. He's asked, can I have December the 4th off? Yeah.
Right.
And sorry, Tim, but no, but I will pay you time and a half.
I'm not going to say no. I'd like to know what the reason is.
No, that's fair
enough.
Come
back to us with the reason. But, I mean, you know, there's some reasons you can have the 4th of December off, but...
Like what?
Not just because, well, I don't know, like an important appointment, medical appointment. Let's not dwell on it. It's private.
I'm not giving him the day off. James Kilgariff has said, what mm-hmm. fish does Andy remind you of? If he was a fish, what fish would he be?
And what fish would I be, Bob?
Well, it's a fish called a poulter. Caught one last week. The reason being, because they're inedible.
Okay. You look at me as someone who is inedible.
Yeah.
Quite gristly, almost.
You gristly?
I think you're gristly.
Your meat will be sweet. It's all lined with fat, isn't it?
Well, there Marbling. You go, then. That's edible. You're already considering eating me.
I consider eating you every day, Andrew.
I've got one here from Chris Phillips. He says, Andy, if you had to punch a horse, if you had to, how quickly could you do it from where you are right now?
Oh, that's interesting.
Isn't it? I reckon, I'm not sure, but there's some farms about 5-minute, 10-minute drive from where I am. So I could get to a farm that's probably got horses on. Again, not 100% sure. I could get into the field quite quickly if I was running. I'd need a couple of minutes to pluck up the courage because I don't want to punch a horse.
Hmm.
But Chris says, if you had to. So I'd be kind of like, I don't want to do it. And it would be like a glancing blow. It wouldn't be a full-on punch.
A farm near Sunderland?
Yeah, a farm in Sunderland.
What is this farm like? Some sort of dog dirt?
A horse shit farm?
Oh, it's where you all buy your horse shit from?
They just produce bedding. Horse shit, yeah? Yeah?
Martin Hughes wants to know whether we prefer tuna, tin tuna in brine or in spring water. I'm quite adamant about this. I like the salty goodness of the brine, you know? Puts a slight sheen on the meat, Andrew.
I was thinking about this very morning because I was up the Asda buying some and I bought some in brine. So there's your answer.
There's your answer, yeah. Michael Rutledge asks where and wants to ask Patrick Bamford where the best fluffy coffee is available from.
Okay.
So I did phone him up and get an answer.
Okay.
The best fluffy coffee comes from Costa Fluffy in the Cotswolds. It's the fucking boff. Well, there you go. That's his answer.
Very nice. That's the questions. We'll have a couple more later on. Would you like a quiz, Robert?
Yeah, go on. Give us a quiz. Yeah, go on. Give us a quiz.
Now, I've got a quiz for you. It's
go
in
on,
that
give
format
us a quiz.
That you did. All right. Fucking hell. It's in that format you did recently where you read out a list of words and two of them true or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
It's Brazilian footballers' names.
Okay.
I'm going to read out 7 of them.
Thank you.
And 5 of them are real, 2 of them are not. So have a think while I'm seeing them. And
yep.
I'll read them out twice if I need to. Here we go. Muriel. Bill.
Who? What was that? I can't hear them properly. Phil.
Bill.
Bill. Okay.
Exeter. Marlon Brando. Genesis. John Lennon. Piano. I'll read those once more for you.
I think that I know
Muriel.
Which it is. Muriel is not true.
Bill. Exeter. Marlon Brando. Genesis. John Lennon. Piano.
Muriel and Exeter are my selected names that are not true.
You reckon Muriel and Exeter? You got one right, Bob.
No, I'm pretty happy
Exeter
with that.
Exeter was made up, as was Piano. All the rest are genuine Brazilian footballer names.
Very nice quiz, Andrew. Enjoyed it very much.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed compiling it for you, Bob.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I forgot to give you a choice of names at the start.
I'll take it now. Go on.
Might be too late. All right, you can be Cox Osmond.
Yeah.
He's a dust recycler. He'll collect the contents of your vacuum cleaner and turn it into a CD cleaning cloth while you wait.
He's not having my dust. No, thank you.
Right, okay. You can be the serial thriller. He's a one-man show. He does stunts with breakfast cereals. And the grand finale is that he boots his way out of a giant sugar puff made out of wood.
Obviously interested. Is that it?
Thought he might be. Finally, Michael Shitlips. He's never been kissed. And what's more, he doesn't want to be. Or you can be Honky Tonk.
I'd like to be Michael Shitlips, please.
Michael Shitlips, you are then.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for that. So, like I said, I was up in Middlesbrough doing a bit of fishing, seeing some old mates and that lake.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a nice...
Were the police to see you, or did they just, like, indulge you?
Oh, I'll never know. Well, I presume the best of people, but seeing
Do you wonder?
I wonder, yeah. But it's a nice thing to see, Andy, old mates, isn't it? Nice thing to see your old mates.
I haven't done it for a while and seen any old mates for months.
I was staying at, like, a big country house, you know.
Of course you were, yeah.
That's been converted into a hotel. But, of course, it was more or less empty because of the COVIDs, like.
The current circumstances, yeah.
So I had a couple of drinks on my own at the bar, then went to my room, and I had a good-sized room, Andrew. You know what I mean? I don't mess about.
You're a man of means, aren't you? Well-renowned.
You had like an adjoining door, so if there was one next to it, but if you'd got that as well, you'd have like had the old floor, do you know what I mean?
Blimey.
And there was a lot of chatter in the other room, you know, like a meeting was going on or a family gathering or something. So it came time for me to go to bed and I couldn't sleep because of all this chit-chat. So I put my headphones on, listened to Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle, you know. Which is what I do overnight. Well, eventually I did drift off to sleep because I sort of half woke up and I became aware that there was like about five shadowy figures standing around my bed.
Uh-oh.
And I could smell bleach and hot dog sausages.
Uh-oh.
Then I heard a voice in my ear. Robert? Robert? Wake up, Robert. It's me, Robert. The Alderman. Alderman Pearson, Robert. And he turned on my bedside lamp. I mean, I could see that I could see the town clerk... Yeah, the vicar with the twitch, head of social services and the town planner all stood round my bed, yeah.
God.
I went to sit up, but I couldn't raise myself. My hands had been tied to the bedstead, yeah, using an HDMI cable and the belt from my complimentary dressing gown, you know. Do you steal things from hotel? What do you take from hotel rooms?
I just take those little tubs of condensed milk that I sometimes bring you when we're in a studio. I don't stay in places where there's anything you can nick.
You don't get shampoos or soaps and things.
Oh God, no, nah. You get a little plastic sachet thing full of with a little bar of soap in it, but
you wouldn't nick that.
Some of them don't even give you that anymore. It's a hand pump on the wall.
Do you know the?
I mean, I could pump some soap out.
Yeah.
And then put it into my pocket. But I mean, what's the point?
You could bag it up, put it in the crisp bag.
Yeah,
you...
well, I mean, is it worth it? I think so.
What, you know those little slippers you get? Those little cheap slippers? Oh, Christ, I'm talking to the wrong person. Anyway, so they're all... So I said, what? I said, Alderman, what's happening? What's going on? I don't like this. He stared at me for a while, Andrew, right? And then he got a whole hot dog sausage, put it in his mouth... And just pressed it in and swallowed it in one.
Blimey.
I know. Shall I tell you what I don't like, Robert? I don't like it when you visit the area, Robert, without contacting me, Robert. It seems very rude to me, Robert. Don't you think, Robert? I said, I'm sorry, Alderman. I've been really busy and I promised I was going to get in touch tomorrow. Is that so, Robert? And pray tell me, were you going to suggest that we meet up, Robert? Yeah, definitely. Yeah, of course. Yeah, definite. Oh, well, how fortuitous, Robert, that I'm here now. Saved you a phone call, hasn't it, Robert? Untie him. At this point, the vicar with the twitch crawled round the bed on all fours and undid the ties. And then he quickly licked my face before scurrying off back to the other end of the bed. The alderman then undid his dressing gown and let it fall to the floor, right?
Oh, God.
So he was naked, apart from his red and custard yellow cowboy boots, right?
Yeah.
I've just had a sausage, Robert. Would you like one, Robert? Well, Andy, you know, I was a bit peckish because the hotel wasn't serving food, so, I mean, I said, yeah, you know, I said, yes, I would. Good lad, Robert. Pass me a plum rose, Keith. The vicar with a twitch scurried round to the alderman on all fours, gave him a plum rose hot dog sausage, quickly licked me face and then he scurried off again. And the alderman untied me. Shift over, Robert, and let me in the bed, Robert. As he was getting in beside me, I felt the duvet being pulled slowly off the bed by the town clerk, so I'm laid there starkus. The clerk says, you're going to be warm enough in a minute, lad. You won't be needing this.
God.
The alderman lay down next to me and began to thread the hot dog sausage through the mass of thick black and grey hair on his chest, right? Right, there you go, Robert. Tuck in. So, you know, I mean, I couldn't resist it, Andy. I began to nuzzle into his chest hair and nibble on the sausage, you know. I kept getting loose hairs in my mouth and that, and I had to spit them out, but it was did taste nice. Then the alderman's... Then the alderman started to fart, right? And the room began to fill, like, with a subtle meat and onion sort of fragrance. Then the town clerk and the town planner started farting, sort of adding chlorine and pork notes to the perfume.
Was the smell, like, horrible, but also, like, quite alluring?
I wanted more, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really heady mix, like, and when I'd licked and nibbled up all of the sausage, I thanked the alderman, and I said, right, well, alderman, I'd better get off back to sleep. He said, haven't you forgotten something, Robert? I didn't know what he meant. I said, haven't you forgot something, Robert? I didn't know what he meant, but then the others started to chant, help me out, Andy. Kiss the alderman, kiss the alderman, kiss the alderman, kiss the alderman. Well, I don't know, Andy, what would you have done? Like, the air was thick with meat and bleach and onion.
I couldn't have stopped myself from kissing him.
His massive chest was glistening with pork juices and saliva. And his cowboy boots were at a really jaunty angle. So I went for it. And just as our lips met, he forced my mouth wide open with his lips and regurgitated a whole hot dog sausage down my throat. I was too stunned to speak, like, and as he got up and just left the room with his mates. As you can imagine, Andy, I slept like a log after that.
I bet you did. God.
So that's an unusual story, isn't it, Andy?
It is, isn't it? That's quite a party trick from him as well, regurgitating an entire sausage.
Oh, hello, it's Guru. Hello, Guru.
Guru is near you. Do not be alarmed.
Thank you, Guru. No, I won't be.
How are you, Robert? Are your internal energy wheels all spinning smoothly?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you been oiling them regularly?
I'm not sure how I would do that, Guru.
We both know that you do know, don't we? My psychic receptors have been picking up your nighttime activity, Robert.
Oh, right.
But moving on from that, I have a proposition for you, Robert. I am here today to offer you your very own personal energy beast.
Energy beast? I don't understand. What's that?
It's very simple. It's a 9-foot-high, genetically modified reptile. It fits onto the outside of your house and gently vibrates non-stop around the clock. You can wire it up to a battery and it'll provide you with all of your electricity, clean and fresh and free and...
It's an actual reptile, Guru, like a living creature. I don't know whether I need one of them.
Oh, but you do. You do. I'm telling you that you do. Here's the best bit, Robert. Ask me what the energy beast eats.
Okay, what does the energy beast eat?
Nout.
Well, that's not too bad, then.
It shits quite a bit, but you could use that as compost or just bag it up and burn it on your driveway.
No, do you know what? It's not for me, thanks, Guru.
Well, it shits a lot, actually. Does that help?
No, but that makes it worse, to be honest.
I'll tell you what. I'll come round and install it on the front of your house for a 6-month trial basis.
No, I don't want it, Guru.
When will you be out?
I'm not going out. I'm staying in all the time.
My brother-in-law, Huey, has got a van. We'll bring it round and attach it to your wall in the middle of the night.
No, I don't want you to do that, Guru.
Ooh, the Guru is fading now. Fading slowly. We'll bring it round on Tuesday night.
No, Guru,
fading,
no.
Fading, fading, gone.
Andy, the Guru was just here. He's going to fix a frickin' big reptile to me house next Tuesday.
Well, just say you don't want it.
I've tried saying I don't want it.
Just go with it. It might be good.
It shits a lot.
It shits a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it's something different, innit?
See you around sometime.
Bye, everyone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.